Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We have talked a lot on this show about pandemic safety measures in schools. Well, some small towns in Vermont have a unique solution. They're building outdoor classrooms. As John Kalish reports, these structures are the brainchild of a family in the mountain town of Rochester, Vermont.
Rochester is a small town in central Vermont, about 15 miles north of the ski resorts in Killington. Lindy Stetson serves as principal of both the Rochester Elementary School and another school in the nearby town of Stockbridge.
Throughout COVID, Vermont truly embraced the concept of outdoors is the safest place to be.
Initially, the schools in Rochester and Stockbridge bought tents to use as outdoor classrooms.
I could just see that that wasn't going to be a solution in Vermont.
Greg Ryan is a Rochester builder and musician.
One of these tents, parts of it were breaking as we were putting it up, so I knew that these cheap store-bought tents weren't going to cut it.
At $3,500 a piece, the tents weren't that cheap. They couldn't handle the wind or snow load, so Ryan started brainstorming. He's built two mobile gypsy homes known as a Vardo, which has a skylight in its roof. Ryan incorporated one in the corrugated fiberglass roof for the outdoor classrooms. The classrooms are referred to as truss structures because they consist of a series of trusses, the frames used to support a roof. The Ryan truss has a lumber frame and costs $8,500.
I have shelves with rulers and paper clips and magnifying glasses and staplers.
Teacher Amy Braun is keen on her school's 20-foot by 30-foot truss structure.
I have a log that's got magic markers stuck into it for kids to be able to grab and use. There's backpacks hanging up with little notebooks and pencils for when we take walks.
Braun says the structure looks just like a classroom, but it's outside.
Having that mask on a kid's face all day long inside the building, it's going to take a toll. But being able to come out and face the sun and take the mask off and take deep breaths is very, very good for the kids.
It keeps us warm. And then, like, we're also outside social distancing. Then we can just, like, chill.
Fiona Rose Harrington is a sixth grader at Rochester Elementary School.
I think that it would be nice if, like, all schools had this, so then they could also be outside without their masks on.
Greg Ryan and his two sons have built a total of 9 truss structures for schools in central Vermont. These all-weather outdoor classrooms don't come with walls, but some schools have added plywood or fabric to partially block the wind. Depending on the temperature, kids can be outside for 1 to 4 hours a day, unless it's less than 10 degrees with the wind chill. The renowned Vermont architect Dave Sellers admires the Ryan Truss structures.
This is an example of the Vermont creativity. You know, there's more patents per capita in Vermont than any other state. It's just a hotbed of ingenuity, and this is a good example of that.
After an online ad appeared, the Ryans got some 40 calls from people in neighboring states interested in their truss structure. But the family can't keep up with demand, says Aiden Ryan, one of the two sons building and installing the outdoor classrooms.
We are not super seriously pursuing more orders right now. That might happen in the future, and we're definitely interested in possibly selling some plans, possibly doing some workshops.
The Ryans did sell plans and a hardware kit to someone in New Hampshire who's building a truss structure. The family is debating whether to give away the plans or sell them. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.